Welcome to the official Jonathan Jones Speaks.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Family, friends, we made it. We're back, episode 9. We did it. And if y'all happen to be following us on Instagram, then you would have seen that this week I said that we have a big announcement to share with y'all. As you all know, this podcast is the Jonathan Jones Speaks podcast. But after getting with the team and after we sat down and talked and the direction that we're going, we decided to shift and change the name of this podcast. We're still going to continue to provide that quality content. We're still going to continue to provide that application for you. We're still going to have the Winner's Circle. But now we decided to shift the name of the podcast to the Speak Your Success Podcast. And that just was named based on us wanting to continue to encourage you to speak what you want to achieve. Continue to encourage you to believe in your greatness and then continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Because that's what it's all about. It's about you voicing out what you desire to achieve. And then when you get that confidence in yourself, then you have that belief built up. And then once you have that belief, then you attack those goals, you attack those dreams, and then you begin to build that life of your dreams and build that business of your dreams piece by piece, brick by brick. And then you get to where you want to be and you can relax, eventually look back and say, man, I did it. I made it happen. So now that's why we're the Speak Your Success Podcast. So friends, thank you for following us. I also want to encourage you all to follow us on Twitter if you're not doing that. Now we have the podcast Twitter at Speak, the letter Y, and then Success. That's on Twitter. And then on Instagram, we're Speak Your Success, all one word. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the topic this week. The topic is the one thing that we all need. So I'm going to take y'all back to a time in my life where I was working at a restaurant. And I'm sure many of y'all are like, yeah, I've done a service industry job. I can feel you on that, John. Y'all know how it is. You come in, everybody's always talking about what they did this past week, and everybody's always talking about how they hung out at the bar, doing all that stuff. I wasn't really worried about them. I was like, nah, I don't got time to do all that. Y'all, I'm not really messing with y'all on that. And then I was just working on trying to figure out how to be a dominant server, be a phenomenal server. And then during this time, I began to get pretty good at being a server. So, oh, I see their drinks getting empty. Uh-oh, I got you. Let me fill that up for you. Uh-oh, you ran out of bread. Let me take care of that for you. I'll get you some more bread. You don't even have to say it. Before you even think it, I got it taken care of. Because that's just how serious I took that job. And also I understood that if I take good care of the customers, then the customers would take better care of me. And then one day a gentleman approached me. Because at this point, I've reached a level of mastery at a server position at this particular point. So I was able to do some things I didn't have no business doing necessarily. I'd be able to take care of my table and then go chill on the side. And I'm like, OK, well, they might be done now. Cool. Let me go back. And then a gentleman approached me and said, John, I got someone to talk to you about. I said, what's going on? He said, come on, let's go over here and talk in the corner. I said, OK, let's talk about it. And he pitched me the idea to make a few extra dollars. Granted, making a few extra dollars, nothing's wrong with that. The question is just, how are you going to make those extra dollars? And then I'm talking with this gentleman, and he proceeds to show me a scheme, if you will. So I'm talking with this gentleman, and he says, John, all you have to do is just, you just have to take these gift cards, and then when they pay, you just swipe. And then, you know, at the end of the night, you walk away with a little bit of extra change. You give me this amount of money, and then we're good. So looking at it, not processing through fully, I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I can make some more money. So that's cool. You know, that's all I'm worried about. And then I began to do it more. Then I began to do it more and more and more. And y'all, I'm sure you can relate that sometimes we begin to do things in our lives because we're trying to get the upper hand. We're trying to get ahead of the game. We're trying to advance ourselves or take a shortcut. Although there's no shortcuts in life, we're trying to move forward. But still, we're setting ourselves back by some of these decisions that we make. So I began to do this, and I was like, okay. You know, I was like, it's fine. I'm not doing nothing that bad. This is cool. And then it got to a point where he was like, okay, well, I see you got this down. You got this down. So let's see it. Let's see about taking it a step further, because he offered me more money. And of course, he was offering me more money because what he wanted me to do, I had no business doing. He wanted me to do something dealing with individuals' credit card information, which I had nothing. I was like, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that. And then he started wanting me to do some different type runs for him and run some errands. And at that time, I was just focused on the money. At that time, I was just locked in, and I was like, this is what I want to. I want to get this money, so this is what I'm going to do. And then it got to the place where I began to make more and more and more and more and more money, but I was doing things I had no business doing. So, y'all, the thing I want to talk with us today about, thing I want to share today is the topic of the one thing that we all need. And I was doing a little bit of research, and I looked up the definition, because that one thing for me, that one thing is integrity. Mm-hmm. Because I believe integrity is something that we don't only need in business. Integrity is something that we need relationally. Integrity is something that we need when nobody else is around. Integrity is something that is a pillar to live by, because just through my story, as I was doing these things, I've had to begin to look over my shoulder at times. As I was doing these things, I began to be nervous during a time where I worked at this job where any other day I had no other time to be nervous. I had no reason to be. Why would I be nervous at work? I'm just going to work and doing my job. I shouldn't be nervous. But y'all, the definition of integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. That's integrity. And during that time, I wasn't operating with strong moral principles, because I was raised better than that. My mom and my dad, they always told me, son, if you need something, just ask us. My uncles, my Uncle Howard, my Uncle Robert, if you need something, nephew, just ask us. Just let us know. And don't get me wrong, I didn't grow up from a place of poverty. I wasn't necessarily from truly, truly humble beginnings. My parents were all right, but it just came a few points in my life. And as we continue to, as y'all continue to get to hear more about me and my story, I'm going to continue to just open it up. But y'all, I began to do things that I had no business doing. Because even there was a younger time in my life, or there was a time when I was younger, and I would hang out with this gentleman, and we would go to the gas station. And then I would see him just start throwing candy in his pants. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then I continued to go with him, and then I started throwing candy in my pants. Then it went from candy to clothes, and then from clothes to games, and from games to gift cards. And I was doing all these things I had no business doing. I was raised to live a life that was integral, or a life of integrity. But yet my views got skewed, because I began to chase the dollar, because I began to have that greed. And understanding that sometimes we all have our price. I'm a firm believer that we all have our price. And when I say we all have our price, I think that there comes a point in time where somebody can say a dollar amount that we would tell people that we would never do this. I would never do blank. I'll let y'all fill in the blank, whatever that thing might be. Like, I would never do this ever. But then if somebody came around the corner and said, well, I understand that you would never do this, but what if I actually gave you $1 million? Then would you still, are you still that strong on that? Are your morals that strong? Are your principles that strong? Are your values that strong? Or would you be willing to, you know, make this million and then deal with what you got to deal with after that? So y'all, after I shared that, I began to look at my life. And after looking at my life, I began to realize that I didn't make the best decision there. Because I was doing what I was doing at that restaurant. Then I was doing what I was doing when I was younger, just taking this candy. And then one day, it was Halloween. I still remember. It was Halloween. I was taking a nap. Then my phone rang. And I was like, who is this? Hello? Because when you're getting that great sleep and somebody calls you, you don't know who it is. You barely answer the phone. You're not all the way there. And I began to say to myself, hello, who is this? He said, Jonathan. I said, yes, sir. He said, do you know who this is? I said, no. Then he began to tell me it was my manager from my restaurant. I said, okay, I'm here. He said, Jonathan, do you know anything about these gift cards at the store? And I said, about what gift cards? He said, well, Jonathan, I'm sitting here looking at your records, and I'm looking at your numbers, and it shows that you've been doing more numbers and gift cards than anybody else. I said, okay, well, that's great, isn't it? He said, well, I mean, Jonathan, I think that is good. But as I'm looking at it, Jonathan, I think these numbers are a little skewed. And I began to talk to the manager. And after that point, then he proceeded to let me know. He said, Jonathan, well, I'm just going to let you know right now that we won't be needing you to come into work tonight. I said, okay, well, when can I come back into work? He said, Jonathan, we'll let you know. But right now you're under investigation. And so are we. So we'll let you know. The gentleman proceeded to take me off the schedule. I went up to the restaurant the past couple weeks. All my shifts were cleared. I said, man, what's happening? About a few weeks later, he said, Jonathan, we had to let you go. I said, you let me go for what? He said, Jonathan, it's called money mishandling is what he labeled it. Y'all, and then I thought I was done. I said, okay, well, I lost my job. Okay, that's fine, whatever. So then I started trying to go about getting money other ways that I had no business doing. I started to run more errands for this gentleman, started to do more things for this gentleman. And then one day, y'all, the funk hit the fan. Or like some people say, karma, what goes around comes around. It came to the point where now I'm driving this 1997 Cadillac Eldorado. It looked like a Batmobile to me. And then as I'm heading down over around 35 in the Duncanville area, and then my car overheats. Womp, womp, womp. At this point, my car overheated. Like I just told you, I just lost my job. So then it got to the point where I'm asking myself, what do I have to do now? I don't understand. This is terrible. And then I thought to myself, man, this is just God getting even. this is just me getting what I've sowed, and then I reaped it. So today I just want to challenge us to take the time and check our integrity. Because another definition of integrity is doing what is right when no one else is watching. Doing what's right when nobody's watching. If you see a wallet on the floor, would you return that wallet with all the money in there? If you see the opportunity to get over on somebody in business because they don't know as much in business as you do, would you take that opportunity or would you operate in integrity? Because like I said before, this is important in business. This is important in life. This is important in relationships. Wherever you want to place it, integrity has a place in all of our lives. So as we're thinking about that, I want to go ahead and just move on to the challenge of the week. And the challenge this week, I just want you just to try. Just try to tap into your moral compass this week. Just really try to tap into your moral compass. Because I'm a firm believer that we all are in places sometimes, and we know when we're doing some things that we know we have no business doing. But then we just move on and say, I'm good. I'll brush it off. I don't have to worry about that. I'm good. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm just doing what I need to do. I'm doing what I have to do so I can just brush it off. But I just want to share with you that if going through this week, if you know you're about to get into something that you have no business doing, but yet you take that extra second to process through that decision, I commend you, because that's growth. If you know that somebody dropped $2 on the floor, and you know every other time you would step on it and then try to slide your foot off to the side so nobody sees you, but this time you run over, you grab it, and you go chase after the person, say, wait, you dropped something. I just want to let you know that if I dropped something, I would want somebody to return it to me. That's growth. And I want to encourage you in that. But most importantly, in order for us to be effective citizens, we need to take the time to check our integrity. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and we were the individual in the situation, because if I owned a business at that time and I saw somebody doing what I was doing, I would not have liked it at all. But now as I'm looking at it, now I've gotten a little older, now I've gotten a little wiser, now I have a little bit more life experience. Now I can begin to see that and say to myself, John, you weren't doing what was right. You were raised way better than that and you knew what you were doing, but you were just trying to get a quick dollar. And I want to encourage y'all, there's no shortcuts in life. It's just hard work. There are no shortcuts in life. It's literally just hard work. So I want to challenge you, check that integrity this week. See where you at with that. Because this allows you to be an effective human being, not just an effective business owner, not just an effective individual in a relationship, but an overall effective human being. And people will thank you for it. And you'll thank yourself because you won't have to be looking over your shoulders because you've wronged somebody. You won't have to be taking the time and be fearful knowing that somebody's going to come and get you if you do some wrong stuff to them. Or if it's not somebody, at the end of the day, you're going to get what's coming to you. So it's best to act with integrity and operate within that. So y'all, the winner's circle this week, I want to take the time and just to acknowledge just a individual I know who I personally know operates with a high level of integrity. This gentleman, he's the owner of Men's Fashion Week Dallas. He's the designer of the Me Collection. You all might have seen him, his shows and during New York Fashion Week. Might have seen him out here because he has Men's Fashion Week that he launches the shows out here. He's done shows at UNT. He's been international. He's a best-selling author. He's wrote a book entitled The Adventures of Fish Boy. Phenomenal story. I would definitely recommend you all to go grab that book on Amazon right now. It's great if you have young children, but it's even effective for us as well. This gentleman's a father. This man's a husband. He's a pastor. He even sells male-scented candles. We're going to have all his information in the show notes. You guys got to get one of those candles. They smell phenomenal. They smell phenomenal. And man, I've seen this brother day in and day out. I've seen the type of hours that he puts in operating with no sleep. Literally, he's team no sleep. Well, he gets very, very little sleep. He gets very little sleep. But when it comes down to business and when it comes down to his family, he sets a powerful example of what it means to be a leader, what it means to be a father, what it means to be a husband and a true entrepreneur, to say the least. And he will always let you know that at the end of the day, him doing God's work will trump anything else in his life. The businesses, the candles, the book, the best-selling book, he will let you know. He's also my pastor over at my church home, which is Christ in Us. We're located at 211 North Irvay on the 8th floor. We have service at noon. Yes, that's a shameless plug, and I'm perfectly fine with it. But if you all would like to stop by and join us on Sunday, we do brunch, and we just go about a different way of doing church. But we would love to have you all come by. But one Sunday, definitely, you all should stop by. But without further ado, we want to celebrate our Winner Circle inductee today. And this week's Winner Circle inductee is no other than Mr. Mahari Takai. That's right, Mr. Mahari Takai. We want to take a moment and just shout out him. Just for all the work that he does in the city, the heart that he has for the city, and just the way that he loves well, he leads well, and he's a phenomenal man. So, Pastor Mahari, we appreciate you, sir. We love you. And, man, just welcome to the Winner's Circle this week, sir. You definitely deserve it. All right. Now, y'all, the quote of the week, this one was big for me. I met with a gentleman just today, And I was hearing about what he's doing and what his plans are. And then he challenged me. He said, I want to share this quote with you, Jonathan. He said, because for you to want to get to where you want to get to in your life, he said, you have to understand this one thing. And I said, what's that? He said, everything is you. He said, your biggest hurdle, your biggest success, if it's going to be, you have to make it happen. And this was Mr. Aslam Khan. Mr. Aslam Khan. He shared that with me and I was like, wow, that's a phenomenal quote. You just gave me the quote of the week and you don't even know it. But I was very grateful to have the opportunity just to sit with him for a moment and just for him to just share that insight. Very grateful to see what he's doing. But without anything else, without me pulling your leg anymore, we're going to go ahead and just close it out. But I want to let y'all know, for more information on my pastor, on my brother and my friend, Mahari Takai, we're going to have all his information down there in the show notes. Like I said before, we're going to have his websites where you can place an order on the candle, where you can place an order for Fish Boy, his best-selling book, where you can place an order and even check out some of his fashion line, because I'm going to put his website up there as well, just so y'all can have access to that. And also, if you haven't been following our podcast or you've been trying to find it, you can find us on the iTunes app, you can find us on the podcast app, or even on SoundCloud, where you can stream it all. And if you would like to submit a topic, or you'd even like to sponsor the podcast, shoot us over an email, info@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Once again, that email address is info@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Or if there's an upcoming event and you're looking to book me as a speaker or even place an order for an autographed copy of my book, Process 14 Surprisingly Simple Behaviors to Skyrocket Millennials to Success. You want to get that autographed copy of my best-selling book? Then just visit us at JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And y'all, as you all know, you can connect with us on Twitter at Speak, the capital letter Y, Success. And that's Speak Y Success on Twitter, as well as Speak Your Success on Instagram for the podcast. As always, we appreciate y'all taking the time to tune in. And I just want to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. I'll see you on Monday with the Monday Motivation. Take care, friends.